My guest is James Holland, Albuquerque Chamber Soloist, presents their concert Partnerships this Sunday at 3 p.m. at St. Paul Lutheran Church. James, thanks.
Great to be here, Brent.
Among the partnerships are some alums and ex-Albuquerqueans coming back, but let's talk about the repertoire. Jean-Baptiste Barrière's Sonata for Two Cellos.
Right. Yeah, Barrière, he lived from 1707 to 1747, first half of the first half of the 18th century, tail end of the Baroque period. Very celebrated cellist, French composer. He started out playing the viola da gamba, but the gamba started falling out of fashion, and so he switched over and picked up the cello and became an extraordinarily famous cellist. He was like the Yo-Yo Ma of 18th century France. And Louis XV, the king, gave him special permission to compose and publish and practice. And the sonata itself is really interesting. The G major one we're playing is the one that's most often done. And it's just two cellos, no keyboard accompaniment or anything like that. The textures and, you know, his writing for the cello, of course, was extraordinary. And the music itself is extraordinarily pleasant. There are two moderately tempoed movements and lots of chords, lots of sonorities. The two cellos are switching out between accompaniment and melody to the point where there's really no need for any other accompaniment. And then the last movement is super quick, kind of a quicksilver, a lot of very fast scales, a lot of flashy showing off stuff. So real, really gorgeous piece. I'm very happy to be playing it.
So two violins on that one, then two cellos on that one, two violins on the sonata by Sergei Prokofiev.
Right. Yeah, and we're very lucky to have Carmelo de los Santos playing with us on that one. He and Megan Holland will be playing. So I've heard them rehearsing it, and it sounds really spectacular. It's interesting how the piece came to be. It's one of the more unusual origin stories. Apparently Prokofiev heard another piece for two violins that he thought wasn't very good. So he thought to himself, you know, I could... You know, that's an interesting pairing to write for. It's unusual and somewhat limited, but I bet someone could write an exciting 14, 15-minute piece for those two instruments, and he definitely did. The piece kind of goes from ethereal to playful to almost violent. There are some really very intense chords and a lot of pyrotechnics for the violin, and Carmelo and Megan are both more than up to it. They really sound great. It's going to be really fun to hear.
It's not often that you guys have a vocalist with you, but you have baritone Paul Bauer singing Barber's Dover Beach.
Yes.
Which the composer Samuel Barber wrote when he was very young.
He was 21. He was still a student at the Curtis Institute, actually, when he wrote. And it's one of the few pieces from his youth that he remained fond of for the rest of his life. And, you know, has easily stood the test of time. Barber himself was actually a really fine baritone. It was one of his areas of study at Curtis. And he actually sang the baritone part for the first recording. And the Dover Beach, it's a piece we've been wanting to play for a long time. And so we're really pleased to be doing it now with Paul singing the baritone part. It's for baritone and string quartet, and it's a setting of the Matthew Arnold poem. And Arnold wrote the poem in the 1870s or so, a Victorian poet. But the imagery is this beautiful imagery. It's on the coast of Dover, out in the moonlight. The tide is receding. But then it gets rather dark and starts talking about how, you know, man's, you know, his belief in man is disappearing along with the tide. And, you know, and Barber does a beautiful job illustrating the text. It's very understated, you know, and there's a lot of undulating violin writing to kind of signify the waves as they're going out, receding into the English Channel. It's a gorgeous work. In fact, interestingly, one of the anecdotes that Barber was fond of, you know, it's a British poem, and Barber being an American, there are so many wonderful British composers who didn't really set that poem. But I guess Ralph Vaughan Williams happened to listen to a performance of the piece, and he approached Barber and said, you know, I've tried many times to set Dover Beach, but you really got it.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, so it's just a gorgeous piece.
The final work on the program is Brahms' Sextet for Strings in G Major. Brahms was a pianist. I have the feeling that he wrote very well for strings. As a string player, am I wrong about that?
You know, you're right about that. Well, it's interesting because it sounds wonderful. You know, especially when you listen to something like the string sextet, the sonorities are just glorious. You know, it's just, You know, I could play Brahms every day.
He seemed to be very fond of the middle and lower voices, which is part of what I just love about his music.
Exactly. Yeah, and in this sextet, there's quite a lot for the violas to do. You know, they're really, I mean, the first violin part is very prominent and virtuosic, but the violas are really active throughout the piece, and I think that really gives the music its body. But what's interesting about Brahms, and we always kind of laugh about it, is that as beautiful as it sounds physically, it can be rather awkward to play. You know, I envision him sitting at the piano going, you know, hitting the keys and going, oh, that works, and then writing it down, and some poor string player having to figure out how to stretch all over the fingerboard for it. But as I like to say, it's definitely worth the trouble.
So if he'd made friends with violists and cellists as well as the violinist Joaquin, it might have been written a little more for the instruments?
Maybe so. But, you know, it's hard to complain.
But the result is just
exactly.
One of the glorious pieces of chamber music.
It really is just extraordinary. There's just not a bad note in it. He was only in his early 30s when he wrote it, but it really is a mature work of a true master composer.
You know, Albuquerque.
He was really in control of his art.
Albuquerque Chamber Soloists this Sunday, 3 p.m. at St. Paul Lutheran Church. James, where do we go to find out more and get tickets?
You can find information and procure tickets online at abqcs.com. Tickets are also available at Piano Works in person by cash or check and also at the door.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, Brent. Always a pleasure.